Big news out of Plano-based Alliance Data Systems. This has been pending, seems like forever. I guess it really hadn't been that long, but they'd announced they were going to sell their Epsilon Marketing Services business, which is really a fascinating company that compiles all sorts of data on individuals. And they did, $4.4 billion. It's going to a French firm, Publicis, and I guess they'll make good use of it. The stock market didn't think much of the deal, but, you know, a man who's got $4.4 billion about to be put in his pocket ought to be happy. Ed Efferman is the CEO of Alliance and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, this one took a while, it seems like, anyway. So tell me about the deal and remind us about Epsilon.
Sure. Epsilon is a business, as you pointed out, which is really a data business. And behind it all, it builds these massive platforms for some of your favorite loyalty programs. We use the data to then understand a little bit more about who each of the customers are, and then market on a one-to-one personalized basis based upon these data attributes. And that's pretty much what Epsilon does. And so we have been looking at the businesses within the company. The last time we did a significant transition like this was about 10 years ago, so it seems like every 10 years. And it looked like, you know, given the amount of capital that was going to be needed to continue these big technology investments required at Epsilon, we thought we had a better use for that capital in some of our other businesses, and therefore we wanted to find a home where someone else could benefit from it. And that's sort of what has taken so long.
You know, Epsilon's one of those companies that knows what I'm going to do before I know what I'm going to do. And it seems to have incredible information. But by the same token, it seems like more and more we're hearing people rise up against such things, that they want more privacy. Did that play into to your selling the company at all?
No, the Epsilon model actually should do well in an environment that actually has a bit more regulation, because with Epsilon, virtually all of its businesses are focused around what we call consent. So to the extent that you sign up for a loyalty program, and we all have, you know, 3 or 4 or 20 of these things, you are saying it's okay to use my information as it relates solely to that loyalty program itself. So we don't run too far afield from that. And so it should actually do pretty well. And the fact that a French company purchased it, Publicis, in an environment in Europe which is very strict on privacy would suggest this is a good fit.
So the deal presumably will close later on this year. What do you do with the money? $4.4 billion and a cash transaction, I understand. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that was one of the things that was attractive, was what we call certainty of close and speed to close. What's good is the fact that the financing was already in place. In other words, they have access to the cash, and that way you've eliminated a big risk that comes with any of these multi-billion-dollar type deals. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the cash in, and then we're going to use a portion of it to pay down corporate debt, thus freeing up capacity to grow our other businesses, and then also for share repurchases and return that to shareholders.
Yeah, I'd never ask you to second guess Wall Street. Well, actually, that's not true. I do from time to time. At one point, your stock was down 10% on this news. Usually, when you're receiving $4.4 billion, it's a reason for celebration. Did Wall Street think you gave it away too cheap?
Well, I'm with you. I don't usually guess correctly on these things, that's for sure. I'm glad that's not my job on a daily basis. But Yeah, I think, the measure that is used out in the marketplace is sort of value or price as a function of cash flow, which is this goofy term that's called EBITDA. And, we sold this thing for roughly 10 times this EBITDA metric, which, frankly, is a fairly decent number. I think that people were expecting, or clearly people were expecting, a higher, as they say, multiple or price than we received. But frankly, I think 10x is a pretty decent deal, and we found a nice home for it, and it also expands our overall footprint with Publicis itself.
All right. So one last thing. I can't let you go without asking you how's business, because you tend to give us such great input on the economy as a whole. But the last thing I saw, and I guess it was last week, your credit card delinquencies were down, and people seem to not be in arrears. I mean, the economy must be holding up.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's the noise in the larger environment, right? The macro noise, as they call it, as it relates to, the potential of a global slowdown, and oh my gosh, is there going to be contagion here in the States? That's fine, and it grabs headlines, but in terms of the individual American consumer, I mean, we have, to your point, a very good look at the shopping and the ability to pay off for roughly 40, 42 million households. And what we're seeing, exactly to your point again, is the fact that the level of folks who are delinquent, that is, who are paying late or who are actually going all the way to write-off, where they did not discharge their obligation, then, is basically very, very stable, which to me means that things continue to be quite good for the consumer in this environment. And really the only thing that we watch outside of that stability is where are the consumers spending, and that comes up with the winners and losers in the retail landscape, and it's kind of interesting who's winning and who's losing these days.
Well, you're walking away with over $4 billion. I'd say you're a winner. And
personally walking away with it, but
well, close enough. Ed Everton, CEO of Alliance Data Systems Corp. Always good to have you on, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.